Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 7th of December, recording at 9:14 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Asian stock markets, mostly steady, modest gains. The weakest seem to be the Hong Kong-China complex. Hong Kong's Hang Seng down nearly 1%, but the China indices, Shanghai and so on, have had a phenomenal run in the short term and are up near historic highs. Okay, European stock markets mostly firm in here today, and the U.S. a little bit easier, down nearly 31 on the Dow, 5.5 on the S&P, 18 on the NASDAQ. That was the biggest percentage decline. Okay. Government bonds quiet in here today. The JGBs, though, are underperforming. The dollar, just a tad steadier here today, but not against the Australian dollar. Weakened there. And precious metals. This was extremely interesting. Yesterday's sell-off continued today. For instance, the March silver contract fell down as low as 1361, but then closed at 1407. This is after hours, actually, but it's after hours trading at 1407, and that's up 27.5 cents. So quite a good dynamic on the day. And the rest of the precious metals reversed losses here. Some of them had been fairly large. For instance, platinum got down to, again, I'm looking at the January contract, got down to $1,100 exactly, but then closed at $1,129. That was up $3. Spot gold got down to $625.35, so $25 off its recent high, where there's some resistance up on that $650 level, but closed at $632, or lost trading at $632.55, up $160. So again, as I say, we did see that demand come back in. It didn't help industrial metals, which closed easier. Now, they closed earlier as well, so that might have been a factor there. It'll be interesting to see what they do tomorrow. Aluminium was the only one in the plus column, and that was a fairly modest gain. Oil seesawed a bit. We've seen plenty of that, haven't we? But it's currently trading at the high of the day, 62.66 on the NYMEX, after 61.55 at the low. Okay, let's go back to stock markets. Well, there is plenty of nervousness about, and particularly from some of the heavyweight commentators, and those include Jeremy Grantham, who I wrote about a little bit today in terms of his presentation at the excellent conference that I attended on Tuesday, but at the same time, Grantham also put up some interesting data on the third year of the U.S. presidential cycle. So he said 2007 might be a tough year for the bears, but he's a big mean reversion advocate. But you can read about that, and I'll have more on it. And Hussman, I noticed in a piece that was sent to me recently, which I'll put up in the subscribers area, likes gold shares but is bearish of the market generally. Really feels the Goldilocks thing is overdone. And we had an interesting email that I posted to that effect yesterday. So a whole lot of nervousness about. Why so much nervousness? Well, markets in what is a favorable seasonal. Why so much nervousness in at a time which is favorable seasonally? Well, there's a lot of anxiety over the state of the U.S. economy. And with some people saying that a recession, well, those who are not cheerleaders are saying that a recession is almost inevitable. I think that's overstating the case considerably. I'm still a muddle-through advocate here for the US economy next year, but I will readily acknowledge that the risks are to the downside. In other words, if there's a surprise, if I'm surprised at any rate, I don't think I'll be surprised with stunning GDP growth. I think I expect modest GDP growth. If I'm surprised, it'll be that the economy is clearly weaker. Now, the Hussmann report is interesting. See, I will. Well, he's always interesting, but I will post that later this evening. But I think people are also nervous because markets had done so well during the September, October, November period, and then they lost a bit of form in that predictable reaction that I commented on. Although we've seen precious little of that in Asia, we have certainly seen it in the European markets. Asia has subsequently taken over the global leadership on the upside, again, predictably, not least because the strong euro has been worrying in the European investors. But the dollar has lost some of its downside momentum recently. A lot of people are pointing out the Economist's cover story. I'll post a little piece on that if I have time. And I don't need to really to write much about it. You can see the cover if you haven't already. So again, lots of nervousness, but I repeat, this is a favorable period seasonally. The technical action is not at all bad, and I'd be surprised if we saw anything big on the downside. We may not see anything more on the downside. A number of those European stock market indices had dropped down to initial levels of support and are steadying or have bounced well off those support levels. Now, there's also a fair amount of anxiety and also dollar focus regarding the November employment figures for the US, which come out tomorrow. So that may provide a little bit of excitement in the markets. And my own view, though, as I say, is that we're not going to see more than a reaction in here at this time. But I have to watch the storm clouds, and they're not providing too much trouble here right now. Certainly, the bonds are not providing any trouble, although I do feel that the bonds are pretty well priced for perfection. I think that the U.S. corporate profit story is due for a mean reversion. How long that, or when that actually kicks in, rather, I'm not at all sure, but we're not going to get record corporate profits or absolutely terrific corporate profits indefinitely. I think that would be a fairly obvious point. So there's disappointment on that score somewhere out there. That's another major factor in my preference for the Asian stock markets overall. But my favorites have done exceedingly well in here recently. But going back to those storm clouds, one possibly could be the dollar. I've mentioned that before. I don't think it is at these levels, but if the dollar were to resume its rapid decline, people would begin to view that as a crisis and start to become quite nervous. Or if they didn't view it as a crisis, they would say that it was destabilizing. And I noticed today on the VIX index that it jumped over 10% in here today, albeit from a very, very low level. So it's only up to 12 and a bit. You can see that in the charts. I'm a little bit hamstrung in terms of putting up charts of the that are US based here tonight. I can't do it, including for gold, where I picked up a little bit more gold, because we're having a lot of construction work done, redecorating work, I should say, done here in the office. It's an absolute nightmare. The office looks like a bomb site, and some electrician touched something he shouldn't have touched, and we've been dealing with a little bit of a dodgy situation in terms of some flaws in the data feeds. It won't affect the library accuracy, which comes straight through from Bloomberg, but it does mean that I can't bring the data in early on some things that I had wanted to, and this is only going to last for a day or two, hopefully, and then we'll get back to normal. Although the decorations will go on for longer. Okay, back to the markets here. I've got a sneaky feeling that the precious metals might have bottomed in here today. And gold, remember, got up to that 650 level, a little bit of a psychological resistance barrier, and then promptly backed off $25. Silver's the one to watch. It's been in the pole position, and I've already mentioned that today's action was quite impressive in here. And if investors are a little bit twitchy overall, it could support that sector, although they are not averse to the or exempt, I should say, they are not exempt from the nervousness, thus the reaction that we've seen in here this week, which carried on through this morning. And grains and beans, a little bit firmer in here today after weakening further, but those patterns have deteriorated somewhat. That suggests to me that we will get a longer consolidation phase in response to the very, very good gains that we had seen earlier on. I then expect them to move somewhat higher. So, expect a little bit of drama in the metal markets and quite possibly the currency markets when those employment figures come out tomorrow. But I don't see any big change. I'd be surprised if the dollar got more than a technical rally, economist cover story or not. So, roll on tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the best.